A couple of goals from Billy Biederman and a goal and a couple of assists from newcomer Caden Laverdier propelled the Greater Sudbury Cubs to a 6-0 victory over the French River Rapids on January 22. The win improves the Cubs' record to a league-best 3-3-6-2-0, which give them 68 points on the season and sees them continuing to lead the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League, ahead of the Timmins Rock and Hearst Lumberjacks. The loss drops the Rapids' record to 6-3-1-1-1. The win also helps ensure the Cubs remain ranked by the Canadian Junior Hockey League as the seventh-best club in the nation. Greater Sudbury got things started offensively 5.5 minutes into the proceedings when Caden Laverdier drove down the right wing and made a nice between-the-legs move with the puck, then sent a backhand into the slot, that was promptly buried by Cole Crowder, the club said in a news release. A second-period power play saw Biederman score his first of the game when his wrist shot zipped past the glove of Rapids netminder Ben Gustafson. A few minutes later, Biederman would score his second of the game thanks to a behind-the-net pass from Noah Cohan. Still in the second, Greater Sudbury would score two more goals. Carson Crane would fire a rising shot from the blue line that sailed past Gustafson. Then on the power play, Laverdier would take a cross-ice feed from Oliver Smith to make it a 5-0 Cubs game. Greater Sudbury would put a capper on it in the third thanks to Cameron Walker notching a shorthanded marker, assisted by Laverdier. The shutout for Cubs netminder Noah Mativier was his third in 11 starts this season and ninth overall in 38 NOJHL appearances. The Cubs are back in action at home on January 26 against the Sioux Eagles. The puck drops at 7:05 p.m. at the Jerry McCrory Countryside Sports Complex. Then, Greater Sudbury hits the road to take on the Sioux Thunderbirds at the John Rhodes Community Center on January 28. Game time is 7:05 p.m.